Hello, everybody. This is Giovanni back with another podcast today. It's been a while since I've done one. Today we're going to talk about GW Connect. We'll talk about what that is in just a moment. But first, I'd like to thank you guys for listening and hope that you find this recording tutorial podcast useful. Today, going to talk about GW Connect, which is a new application out there for Windows written by GW Micro, the makers of the screen reader Window Eyes. What is GW Connect? GW Connect is an application that connects to the Skype service. Those of you that know Skype, that use Skype, this is a alternative way to use Skype. It connects to the Skype service and allows you to place calls, text conversations, and things like that. There's actually an extensive tutorial out there on Accessible World. I'm just going to take you through the basics. This is going to be a very quick demonstration. I'm not going to go too much deeply into it. There's actually one on Accessible World done by Steve, which is one of the developers at GW Micro. I believe Steve is his name. I'm pretty sure it is. Yes, yeah, Steve. So I'm not going to really go into too many details because they're out there. The website to get it? We're gonna visit the website in just a moment. Do that at the end, but in case I don't get to it, I will tell you the website is gwmicro.com/apps/GW Connect with the GW and the C capitalized. So it's gwmicro.com/apps/GW Connect. So let's go ahead and get this going here. I'm going to go to the start menu and just launch it here.
Menu, search box edit. GW Connect.
I'm going to press enter to launch it.
Leaving menus. GW Connect dialog. Thank you for choosing GW Connect, provided by the technology innovators at GW Micro. GW Connect is available free of charge, enabling all blind and visually impaired people to access all Skype voice and chat features via a completely accessible interface. We encourage you to try Window Eyes so you can experience the power of GW Connect and other Window Eyes apps with commercial-free interruption. Download a free trial at www.bumico.com demo. Please take a moment to spread the word about this fabulous free product by calling, Skyping, messaging, texting, emailing, tweeting, or Facebooking your screen reader friends and encourage them to look at Window Eyes and other products from GW Micro. Upgrade to the power of Window Eyes to make your GW Connect experience commercial-free by calling GW Micro at 264-893-671 or find your local dealer at www.bumico.com dealers. Get Window Eyes for as little as $39 per month by asking about the Window Eyes payment plan. Visit website button, OK button.
Now, I let Jaws kind of read all that because this is something you're going to see when you first start GW Connect. If you are not a Window Eyes user, you will see this. For example, I am a Jaws user and I do not have Window Eyes installed. You will see this ad every time you turn on GW Skype. You can actually hit control to silence speech if you don't want, if you've heard it enough, and then you can, once the OK button comes visible, it'll actually come get focused, so you will know. But this is an ad you'll see, and also while GW Connect is loaded and running, you will see an ad, you will hear an ad either spoken through JAWS, System Access, even NVDA. That will pop up every so often. Actually, it's very, very less frequent in this new version that just was released. But other than that, it works the same. I'm going to press enter to go ahead and start it.
Logging in. GW Connect GP123 GO24 invisible. List view. 0 items. Logged in. Invisible.
Now, the interface to GW Connect is very simple. It's actually very simple. It just has a list which shows your contacts, and then it has the menu bar which lets you do certain things. I'm not going to go into too many things here, just kind of take you through. Of course, when you first start it, it'll bring up your contacts list.
Echo sound, Adam, Ellen, Minot, Follett, Rainier, Virgil, Follett, Minot. Anime Online. Echoes. Ugly away. My strength is not. Min on. Fall it. Rain deeper. Min. Anime Online.
And,
Echoes up. Talk right online. Desiria.
Here's the menu bar. Let's go to the menu bar and show you what this looks like.
Menu bar. Skype.
And it's right arrow. Skype has, like, the... You can change your online status and other things.
Status.
Actually, I'm sorry.
Skype menu, sign out, control N.
Your sign out.
Set mood text.
Set mood, your mood text.
Edit profile.
Edit profile.
Change password.
Change password.
Conversations, control O. Voicemails, control I. Recent events, control R. Options, control P. Save settings, control S. Exit alt F4. Sign out, control, set mood text.
And then we're back.
Online, resume status, online, mood, done with college, graduated in May.
We're back to the, beginning. So let's go back out.
Leaving menus, menu, system menu, restore unavailable. Menu bar, menu, Skype menu, sign out, control N. Menu bar, Skype, status.
Your status, you can change your online, your availability in Skype, such as invisible, offline, do not disturb in a way.
View.
Your view, you can in here change your view, such as how you want your contacts list to show up. Skype contacts, online contacts, things like that. You can do different things here.
Contact.
Your contact, you can perform different actions such as chat or call on a certain contact. Or chat or do text conversations, things like that.
Call.
Your call. This is actually for the status of a call. You can end the call, things like that.
Contact menu, contact menu, call selected contact, call custom contact.
You see, this is the contact menu.
Leave voicemail, view profile, chat, control, send file, search for contact, add Skype out contact, search for contact, control.
You can search for a contact here. I'll probably look at this in a second.
Add Skype, delete contact, lock contact, authorize contact.
And
menu bar, contact, call.
Your call menu.
Help.
In your help menu has the documentation, which I encourage you to look at the documentation. And you can also visit the website through here and check for updates. So that's all there is to it. It's very straightforward. It's very simple to use. So let's go ahead and look at...
leaving menus. List view. Desiree online. Done with.
I'm going to... And there's shortcut keys. For example, if you want to send a chat, I'm going to send the chat to Hannah.
Anime online.
I can press Control T. Think of Control T for text. So I'm gonna press Control T here.
Anime online conversation, message text, edit.
And it brings up a window with the chat window. I can type away here.
Hello Anna, period, when? Click when. Hello Anna, how are you doing today? Recording a demonstration on GW Connect. Dear TCNOCWCONE. Giovanni, hello Anna, how are you doing today? Recording a demonstration on GW Connect.
Now, you just type your chat and press enter, and I just told her that I was. And your screen reader will read the automatically read chats. Now, by default, it will read timestamps. I have turned those off. You can do that in that preferences. And you can take a look at that on your own time. Maybe see if we get something back. But if case we don't, you can use your F.
Robert Martin online. Robert Wright online.
And there you hear GW Connect telling you when someone signs in, and it makes a sound and also speaks. Maybe we won't get a chat back. That's all right. But you can use your F1 through F10 keys to review the 1 through the most recent to the 10th less recent message. So if I press F1, it'll just repeat what I just sent her.
Giovanni, hello Anna, how are you doing today? Recording a demonstration on GW Connect.
And F2 will read the prior message, F3, and so on. There's also a
send button.
the send button if you type something.
Call button. Send file button.
There's a call, there's a send file button.
Invite additional users. Button. Anime. Ooh, hi, I'm doing all right. Thanks. Hope your recording goes well. Might listen to that when it gets posted. Smiley. Close button.
Ah, as you hear.
Message history. Read message text. Edit. Message history.
She has typed back, so I press F1 in case I missed it.
Anime. Ooh, hi, I'm doing all right. Thanks. Hope your recording goes well. Might listen to that when it gets posted. Smiley.
And she wrote back she might enjoy. There's the message history.
Message text edit. Message history. Read only edit.
You can use that, but why use that when you can use your F1 through?
Message text edit. Anime. Ooh, hi. I'm doing all right. Thanks. Hope your recording goes well. Might listen to that when it gets posted. Smiley. Back. Thanks, it's going well so far. May I give you a quick call for a little demo?
Oops.
Thanks, it's going well so far. May I give you a quick call for a little demo? D space R E R space R. Mercami, thanks, it's going well so far. May I give you a quick call for a little demo?
And I have just written back. Hopefully we can call her real quick. That would be good. I can show you how to call. But you see how texting reads and it works fine. Formerly this program was GW Skype, but due to the Skype terms of service, they had to change the name of it, so it is now GW Connect, and it's gone through a couple of releases. When it first was GW Skype, it went through a first update, which was just some general bug fixes. This version that's out right now actually has quite a few bug fixes. Quite a few bug fixes built into it. Actually, last I saw, I think it was like 25 bug fixes. And it's quite nice. I think it's a good product. I still use regular Skype from now and then. Sometimes I do like to do stuff with the regular Skype. But you can call, you can send chats, and you can send files. You can even send voicemails to people that, and while we wait for a response, I'm just going to talk about some of the shortcuts you can use. From your contacts list, you can press Control L to call your selected contact. You can press Control T to text to send them a chat. You can do Control V to send them a voicemail. And Control F will open the Search for Skype Users dialog, which you can search for users. And you can add them and vice versa. Also, when you receive notifications such as an incoming contact request, it'll bring up a dialogue and you can hit accept or deny on it. So it's very nice. You can also add Skype out contacts and such things like that. It does not support Facebook at the moment. Facebook has not given the ability to do, I mean, I'm sorry, Facebook, not Facebook. Skype has not given them the ability to do that just quite yet. And also this does not support video calling at this time. But you can do the standard voice chatting, texting even, send files, accept contact requests, and so on, and update your profile, things like that. Those things that I'm not going to go too much into it. All right, we're not getting any response back, so what I'm going to do is just kind of show you how to, and I just pressed escape to close the chat window. Let's just call the Echo test service just to show you how calling works.
Echo online. Echo sound test service online.
And I'm gonna press Control L to call. Let's see what we get here.
Calling Echo Sound Test Service.
And it tells us that we're calling. Now, while in a call, I can press Insert Page Down to read the status line.
I have care of an offline. I just raised a look.
Oh, it's not gonna.
Suddenly, away my strength. Echo Sound Test Service online.
Of course, Echo test service is not answering. Okay, well, it didn't answer. Well, let's try them again.
Echo Sound, calling Echo Sound test service.
One more time.
Call started.
Hello,
There
welcome
it
to
is.
Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
And of course, this is the Skype test call that you can call to test your sound and so forth. But calling is very simple. You can also do voice. This is the Skype test call that you can call to test your sound and so forth. But calling is very simple. You can also.
If you are able to hear
Okay, let
your
me
own
drop this
voice, then you
call.
have configured Skype correctly.
And of course, all page up will answer, all page down will end the call. For more information on GW Connect, you can read the documentation that comes when you install it. Let's show you kind of how to get it. If once you're running and you can go to the help menu.
Menu, help menu, view documentation F1.
And there it is. Actually, you can even press F1 from the main GW Connect
Menu
window
bar.
to
Leaving menus list.
read the documentation. All right, folks, I think that covers pretty much the basics of GW Connect. You guys enjoy this. I'm not going too deeply into this application because, again, this is based. There's a more in-depth recording of this recorded by Steve, one of the GW Micro developers, and he has done a good job with this as well. So I hope you enjoy this recording, and I will be maybe doing another one soon.
Wally Coach Online.
And there it is again telling me somebody signed in. So, and also when someone signs in, they will tell you that as well. So thanks for listening
Audacity.
and take care.